This is the Troy Trojans Locker Room Chat here on FM 103.9 at KNZA, brought to you by the Troy Booster Club, Exchange Bank of Troy, and Anderson Meats. Johnny came back with you. Joining me now, Derek Jasper, head coach of the Trojans. And, well, Troy last week opened up the season in a big way, took on Hiawatha and picked up a 12-10 grinded-out victory. So, Coach, we'll start with this. Just overall, a really good fighting win from your guys on Friday. You got to be pretty pleased with what you saw, at least the way your guys fought there on Friday night and came away with the win.
Oh, yeah, I was real happy to get the win in a game like that. It was kind of a, I don't know, ugly, sloppy game. Neither offense could get any rhythm. A lot of penalties, a lot of turnovers, and neither team could really get in a rhythm offensively. No long, real long drives or anything. So really happy to kind of escape with a win. We had a 12-3 lead for most of the second half, so we're up 9, a two-score lead. So we were kind of conservative maybe offensively. As well as our defense play, we were just going to have kind of let them win it. And then Hiawatha got a nice punt return late and got a score with about 2 minutes left to really make it interesting. And we were able to recover an onside kick and grind out the rest of the game there. But a good win. Definitely a lot of things to work on, just like everybody has after week one. Our O-line is kind of a work in progress. And, you know, just too many holding penalties. And we also had some drops and some errant passes. But overall, really happy to get that win. Was really proud of the way our defense played that night.
Yeah, talking about your defense, come away with 4 interceptions, 3 of those alone by Bowden Bennett. I know he was a guy that had a really good game there on Friday night. What did you see from him and the defense as a whole?
Well, we got some good pressure up front, and they threw some errant passes, and Bowden was just happened to be in the right place at the right time. Braden Hamilton had another interception, so at least we won the turnover battle there. We did throw 2 interceptions also, but we got a lot of takeaways, and we just couldn't take advantage of them. Had some nice pressure up front. Our D-line, I thought, was a strong point for us. Kemper Clary had 15 tackles. He was all over the place. And then we had a freshman, Jack Hartman, who wasn't really planning on playing a lot. But when he went in, man, he made his play because he created some chaos in there. And then Jared Norris in the middle at linebacker with 11 tackles. So defense has really come a long way since last year. I mean, we're so much better right now defensively than we were at the end of last season, and I hope that continues.
Well, now you look ahead to this week. It'll be a tough matchup as you take on Centralia. We'll talk about that matchup with the Panthers when we come back here on the Troy Trojans Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Troy Trojans Locker Room Chat. Still talking with head coach Derek Jasper. And, well, coach, this week the tough task is much tougher. You've got Centralia coming to town. Centralia coming off a tough loss to Rossville, who's the defending state champion in Class 2A. So Centralia, you know, is going to come in hungry and ready for a victory. So what do you look at here with this matchup with the Panthers?
Well, yeah, nothing new. They really like to play tough games early on in the season. And the only time they had a chance to play a tough game was week one with our schedule in our district this year. And they went to play one of the best small school teams in the state. And of course, they'll learn a lot about themselves, and they'll come in hungry, and they're just going to try to line up and run over us. And that's been a problem the last several meetings we've had. Our physicality just doesn't match up. So really a challenge this week for our O-line and our D-line to match the physicality of a Centralia football team. And that's difficult to do sometimes. They got some nice players up front on both sides of the ball, and our guys are really going to have to step up and stop their running game and give us a little bit of time to throw. And we certainly need to get some kind of a running game going. We only had 22 yards rushing in week one, and we got to find some balance. Back when we had good teams, we were really balanced in the run-pass game, and we've got to find a way to get some rushing yards.
Yeah, when you look at a game like this, too, you talk about Centralia, they're going to run it right at you, and a little bit different than what Hiawatha did. Hiawatha spread things out a little bit and threw the ball quite a bit. So when you look at this game against Centralia, is it also a good test here early on in the season to give your guys that chance to go up against a team that really is just going to line up across and say, this is what we've got, try to stop it?
Yeah, it's good. It's definitely a good test. I mean, I think around the state we're probably kind of known as a finesse team. I mean, we gotta really step up our physicality. And even though it's kind of a good test for us, the game's so important for us. It's already week two, and this is a league game, one of our only 2 league games, and then it starts our district play. So really early in the season to have such an important game that can affect you later down the line, you know, in league standings and in district standings. So I'm sure they're going to come in hungry, and I think our kids were excited to win the other night, and I think that gives us a little momentum carrying into this week too. So a really big matchup, and I'm glad we have it on our home field.
And after that week one win, you look at this game too. What's the biggest thing you feel like you need to see for your improvement from your guys from week one? I know you mentioned there were several things that you wanted to see your guys correct, but what's probably the biggest thing you need to see?
Well, we've got to cut down on penalties. We can't have second and 20s and third and 30s because of holding calls. And we really have to mix up the run and pass game a little bit better. Centralia always defends us well. They have, you know, for as many years as I can remember, really did a good job against our passing game. They always try to bring a lot of pressure on our quarterback. So really, it is going to boil down to some O-line and D-line play. And if we can hang with them and be competitive in the trenches, that may give us a chance, give our skills guys a chance to break some plays and give our secondary a chance to make some plays if our O-line and D-line will hold up. But, boy, it's going to be a huge, huge challenge for us to go against probably an angry Centralia team coming in.
Well, Coach, thank you for taking the time. Appreciate it. Congrats on that win, and good luck Friday night.
Appreciate it, Johnny. Thanks.
All right, Coach, thank you. Derek Jasper, head coach of the Troy Trojans, joining us on our Locker Room Chats, brought to you by the Troy Booster Club, Exchange Bank of Troy, and Anderson Meats here on FM 103.9 KNZA.